Hi, is Scott Allen in, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Scott. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm a supervisor at the San Diego branch of Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, Ruben. How are you, sir?
Living the dream.
At least you got the weather.
By the way, I see, are you in Kentucky, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
How far are you from Ohio Valley?
Ohio Valley? Well, we're in the Ohio Valley, actually.
Oh.
Cool. Murray State University, where our offices are located, are actually part of their sports programs, part of the Ohio Valley Conference.
Oh, awesome. I have a longtime customer, actually, in Ohio Valley. That's why I asked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called Ohio Valley Solid Services. It's a countertop company.
Oh, yeah, we're not far from there.
Oh, cool.
I know. I think I've seen their advertisements, actually.
Yeah, they're a great company. Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected here?
Sure. Let me make sure I spell your name correctly, too. Okay, go ahead, sir.
It's 858-866-9102, and it's R-U-B-E-N, and then G-O-L-D-S-T-E-I-N.
R-U-B-E-N?
Yep, and then Goldstein.
Are you from San Diego?
I am not. I'm from L.A. originally.
Oh, okay. I'm originally from the Bay Area, but used to live in San Diego. My son was born there. Balboa Naval Hospital.
Nice. Yeah, it's probably the best place I've ever lived. I'm very lucky.
Hold on just a second, please.
Sure.
Yeah, it's the weather. You can't beat the weather. I wish I miss it, make a long story short.
Absolutely.
Hey, can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
I noticed your name. Are you Jewish by any chance?
I am.
Yeah, so am I.
All right.
Yeah, so you're probably wondering why I'm buying around so much money with so much interest, right?
I actually wanted to reach out to you because it's my pleasant job to do this. BFS, who is a partner of ours, after your merchant interview, declined to move forward, which is quite frustrating. So I got on your file. I've been here 9 years and made sure, you know, I've already seen your file, made sure we found another avenue. So I got you reapproved under a different program. I think the program, honestly, is better, and I wanted to go over it. And hopefully you had a minute.
Yeah, go ahead, Ruben.
So the first thing that Pete told me is that you were originally looking for a weekly payment loan. Is that correct?
Well, yes, that's correct, because we're just simply trying to hedge against some payroll that we won a large contract on.
Gotcha.
And that's where we're at. So.
Cool. So here's what I can offer you, straightforward as humanly possible. It's a 12-month loan. It's $100,000. It's a weekly payment. It is a much cheaper cost of funding. Additionally, if you pay it off early, you get a 5% discount. However, if you do a renewal, which means re-upping, we forgive all the remaining interest. It's probably the best program in the nation, to be blunt with you. I can have Pete send you documents immediately. Let me tell you what the pricing, though, on the file, if you'd want to move forward with this.
Okay, thanks, Ruben.
So, absolutely. So, before, you were at kind of some $93,300 with over 21 months, so not 2 years, but a pretty high payback. This, I think, is a better deal. It's $100,000. The payback over 1 year if taken to term is $128, so a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
The weekly payment is $24.61.
Okay, that's attractive. Yeah.
To fund the transaction, I would have Pete send you over documents. He already has your driver's license and check, so he just send you an updated contract. We'd have to get an up-to-date, month-to-date bank statement, which we might already have. And then there's two other conditions. One is a site inspection. So we'd go out to your location, take a quick picture of it. We would try to order that site today, to be honest. I don't think we can fund you today, but we could probably fund you Monday or Tuesday. And then the other question is, do you own your facility or do you rent?
No, we lease.
Okay. So the other reference is just a quick landlord reference. We call your landlord and say, hey, look, is your customer on time? Is he past due? That's it. And then we fund the loan.
Okay.
Do you want me to get these documents out via Pete to you immediately?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Let me ask you this question, Ruben.
Sure.
If we take the funds and we don't use them, or we only use, say, $30,000 and want to, you know, pay it off early, is number one, there a penalty? And number two, is the interest still at the 28%?
It is, but you get a 5% discount on remaining payments. So if you want to pay off this term, so first and foremost, let me give you some other ideas if that potentially happens. So give me 1 second.
Okay.
If you want, I can give you anything as short as a 6-month term. You're going to have a higher payment but a lower payback. So let me give you those ideas. So if you wanted to do, say, a 12-month term,
mm-hmm.
Give me a second.
Yeah, we actually should take it for as long as possible because the first 90 to 120 days mm-hmm. is the gray area, you know, where the Venn diagram is going to come into play.
Okay.
And the liquidity. So there's no sense in looking at a shorter loan. I understand that. If that comes up within that time frame, I'll recontact you.
Yeah, just to give you that pricing, though, if you looked at it, if you did a, say, a six-month term, the payback on that would be 119.
Wow. Okay.
But that you'd have to decide that up front. However, there is a stipulation. So let's say you owe us $50,000 of remaining payments. Mm-hmm. If you pay it off, you get 5% on that remaining balance. So you get $2,500 off.
Okay.
But, yes, if you did, say, a six-month term, I think just to give you those ideas, let's see. Give me 1 second. Yeah, your payment's going to be about $4,576, which I think is much higher than what you're anticipating.
Yeah, and we can always pay it off early because there's no penalty, correct?
No, there's no penalty. It's a summation of payments. So if you borrowed the money, let's say I can give you exact numbers. So let's say halfway through you owe us $64,000. You want to stroke a check. It's in your contract. You get a 5% discount on that $64,000. So $64,000 is... $3,200. Are you charged to pay us off? No, we'd like our money earlier. It doesn't happen much, but we'll take it.
And who is this through, Mitch?
This is through Bank of Cardiff, and then we excel it off to a servicer.
I see. Okay.
The servicer on the loan is going to be a very well-known company. They're called Marlin Business Bank. They're a publicly traded financial institution. They've been in business for a long time. They're partners.
We may have another customer for you, actually. Once we get this behind us, I'll send another guy to you. He's not Jewish, but he's a good guy.
At least you can have a sense of humor. You see, hey. My job, some people just cannot, they cannot, they're anxiety ridden. So I like your style.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's humor in everything, right? You can look and, I saw that movie this weekend, or last week, War Dogs. Have you seen that?
I've heard about it.
Well, you know, these two guys in it, and they play young. It apparently is based on true stories, right? But it's Jonah Hill, who's Jewish anyway, and I can't remember the other guy's name, but he's a Jew. Anyways,
I know what you're talking about. It's the guy that sold the weapons.
Yeah, and all through the movie, they're wearing Kai necklaces and yarmulkes or kippahs, and they're running around the Middle East and Iraq and stuff. I'm going, that ain't going to happen. You know, you're not going to run around with a yarmulke on in Iraq wearing a kind necklace and not get stabbed to death, you know. So kind of, anyways, yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you like my sense of humor because when all else fails, laugh, right? So
absolutely.
Keep it light, then you can do business better. But thank you for that. Okay, yeah, that sounds good. I've got the notes here.
Perfect. And all right, I appreciate your email. I'm just going to have Pete get on this. He's literally 5 steps outside of my office. And we will get these new documents out to you. We'll request them right now.
Okay, and Shabbat Shalom, huh?
Yeah. Have a Shabbos.
Bye. Bye. See you soon.
See you soon. You got it.